And welcome to Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I'm Sybil Wilkes, and it is an extreme pleasure to welcome my friend Terry McMillan to the book club. And she has come to us today. I don't know where you are in the world as you prepare for this book to hit the market, Terry, but I got to tell you, a lot of us holding our collective breaths for this book to come out. It is called Getting Too Happy. And yes, this is the sequel to Waiting to Exhale. Hello, Terry McMillan.
Hello, Sybil.
How are you, darling?
I'm trying to keep hope alive.
Good. Good. Well, you know what? I know you know for the last, 15, 20 years, people have been saying, when are we going to get this? When are we going to get, when are we going to find out what happened to the girls? And now we finally find out what has happened, the lives that are being led by Savannah and Gloria and Robin and Bernadine. And thank you. Thank you so much for finally getting back to us.
You're quite welcome. No, it was not intentional.
I know. You had some living to do yourself, and you had some other stories to tell. As far as this book is concerned, though, how was it getting back to them and reacquainting yourself with the characters?
Well, it was a little scary at first, mm-hmm. because when I decided the story that I wanted to tell, it dawned on me that the women from Waiting to Exhale might actually be good candidates, or conduits in which to tell, through which to tell the story that I wanted to tell about another group of women that were going through changes that probably wouldn't have happened to those four 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought about where I left off with them. And I realized that this might be a good place to revisit them, because things happen in 15 years.
Absolutely.
That can change the direction of all of our lives. So.
And they have changed. I mean, obviously, you are not the same person, and your readers are not the same people that we were when we first met these women, and that you were when you first created these characters. And that is just... That's life.
Well, I think so. I mean, we're throwing a lot of curveballs, and that's part of what the story is mm-hmm. about, because a lot of us don't expect our lives to turn out on some levels the way that they do. And, you know, my goal was to show these curveballs, but how these women basically survive and do better than that.
You're right. Right. And in their process of getting to happy, how, you know, they have still maintained their relationships with each other, and such a powerful story of friendship that you created for us many years ago. And it's good to know that these relationships over time have still maintained, and that, you know, this is a story of a lot of us.
Well, I think, I mean, you know, I have friends I've had for 30-some-odd years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the friends I made in college. Most people that I know, their friendships stand the test of time.
Right.
You know, they just do. A lot of young kids, you know, they go through folks. But when you're older, you have a mainstay of friends. And they're there no matter what happens. So I don't think these women are... special in that light.
We're talking to Terry McMillan, and the one and only Terry McMillan, and she has given us the story of Getting to Happy. It is the sequel to Waiting to Exhale. It comes out Tuesday, September 7th, and I gotta tell you, I absolutely loved the book. I mean, when we had you on the cruise and you read a little bit from it, and I was already captured. But Terry, I went on vacation, and I was supposed to read the book while on vacation, and I gave it to our producer so she could read it for a night, and then I was going to get it from her and take it on vacation. And we miscommunicated, and I didn't get the book. So I read it this past weekend, and I'm telling you, I loved the story.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
I loved picking up with these women and finding out where they were, because I know you hear this all the time, but wondering how they were, what happened to them. Were you concerned about telling the story and how people would react to what their story was 15 years later?
No, because a lot of times, first of all, you know, I had no intention of writing a sequel.
Right. Yes, you've said that.
No, really and truly. I had not thought about these women, except when people reminded me that the movie was on TV. It seems every week. But even still, you know, I've not even watched it on TV. I just could not. It's almost like having an old boyfriend. If you revisit them, you sort of know how it ended, and chances are it'll end.
And you're reminded why he's an ex.
Yeah, and so I wanted these women to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
I was not, I think more than anything, I thought that years later, when women are close to 50 or mm-hmm. in their early 50s, a lot of things in our lives have changed. And I wanted to be able to illustrate some of the things that can happen and that I've seen happen. And, you know, there are women who have dealt with, you know, loneliness and boredom with their spouses and betrayal and loss and bitterness and forgiveness and having to start their lives over when they thought that this is when things would be going smoothly. And so that's why I chose to do this. I was accused by one critic of basically just, you know, blasting these women with all these problems. But I said, you know what? He must not have visited the real world.
Okay. And I think that's the key, because your readers, your fans will identify with what these women have gone through and what they go through in the book. I got it from the very first page opening up, when your author's note to your readers, and this is so Terry, but you said, to be honest, all four of them got on my last nerve long after their shelf light, and I forgot about them each time I met a new set of characters to worry and care about. That is the beauty of you, Terry.
But it was true. It was true. It was true.
Well, you know what? The truth is, you are just one of a kind, and I love and adore you, and I so appreciate your consenting to revisit these women and give us the follow-up to the four women of Waiting to Exhale and Now and Getting to Happy. And I'm going to ask you one more time in terms of you, because when I talked to you on the cruise, you were under the weather when you came on the Fantastic Voyage just a couple of months ago with us. So I'm going to ask you again, are you getting to happy?
Oh, I can say I am happy.
Good for you.
But the thing is that what people don't realize is that it's not a permanent state.
Right.
I don't believe that it's something that you can sustain, but I do believe that when you hit those valleys, it's how well you deal with those that determines how long your reign of happiness lasts. So I think that there is an opportunity for us to experience happiness more often, and especially if we make it our business to do more things that will generate joy and happiness.
Right.
And that's what a lot of us don't do. We're often victims. We are often reacting to things, and that's it. But I don't believe that that's the way you survive. You have to be a lot more proactive.
And you are, and you have demonstrated that not only in your life, but also your characters have demonstrated that in theirs. And revisiting Robin and Bernadine and Gloria and Savannah these years later. And for me, I don't know, Terry, if it was me, because I've just had a birthday, but also in terms of the aging process, there were just so many things that I identified with them, and or through my friends who have gone through some of the same things. And it was just really great. It's just great storytelling.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good. And I can't wait for all of my friends and all of the members of Sybil's Book Club to pick up the book and to read it, because I think you are going to experience the joy that I have in revisiting these women and also reading the wonderful words of Terry McMillan.
Thank you so much. much, Sybil.
I appreciate you, darling, and I wish you good luck out on the road. People are going to have a chance to... How long is your tour?
Well, I have purportedly 15 cities, but
okay.
There are actually 22 events.
Wow.
And so I'm going to be gone about 35 days.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Well,
my vitamins.
Okay, take your vitamins and stay on a regimen, and I know you will, and just take good care of yourself, okay?
Thank you, too.
All right, sweetie. We've been talking to Tara McMillan, and she is the author of her latest book. It is the sequel to Waiting to Exhale. It's called Getting to Happy. She's made me very happy by telling this story and by coming on and talking with us today. Thanks for joining us on Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com. I wish you all the luck in the world. You know
Thank
that.
Thank you, sweetie. I really appreciate it.
All right, darling. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Sybil's Book Club on BlackAmericaWeb.com, and I wish you happy